I also just want to mention something that's happening. That, well, yeah, it's a teen. It's a teen dance party, actually, right? And this is taking place June 22nd, which is today, from 6 p.m. until 11:30 p.m. Congratulations also to all the kids. I'm talking about Shakira. So many names. Christiana, Crystal Lee, you know. Oh, it's so many girls that I know that's coming out of high school. And I asked them, I says, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, some want to become police officers. Mm. Some want to go to the moon, actually. Some want to become scientists, you know. Some want to become nurses.
That's beautiful.
So I really, really hope that they follow their dreams.
Dream big, you know? Dream big.
And reach for the sky.
Absolutely. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it. You guys could do it.
I also want to say thank you to Sugarface Nene. Oh, my BFF.
I'm happy to be back. It's been so long.
Yeah.
How many years now?
Oh my gosh, 15, 16? I don't know. But Sweet CJLO is celebrating their 20th anniversary.
20-year anniversary, wow. This year.
You know, yeah. This year. And then we're going to be having something special coming up in the fall. Right, besides our fundraising, right, event that's coming up in September, I believe it is.
Our funding drive is in September.
Right.
That's right. We're going to have a couple of events, raffle tickets, the usual.
Yeah.
But we're going to have some big prizes and of course, world music specific events that Gordon from Anatomy of Caribbean Music has been spearheading. So wait for more.
Yes, that's for sure. Montreal, we are 1 minute over our time. He is in the building.
Kalaloo.
Caribbean Kalaloo is in the building. So stay.
Award winning Caribbean Kalaloo.
Two times award winning. You know, he loves to say two times award, you know.
10 times. And a winner of my heart. After Neil.
I'm trying to smell the Kalaloo. I want to know what the Kalaloo is.
Yeah, wait for the pepper. You'll hear it. But after, on the other side of the news, Montreal, stay tuned for your Caribbean Kalaloo coming up right after the news at 2 o'clock. It's been a pleasure, Montreal. We love you so much. Don't forget, the Kiddies Carnival starts next week. What time does it start?
Starts next week at 12.
12
at
o'clock.
Noon.
And the same goes for the Adults Parade. It starts at 12 o'clock at the corner of 4th.
And Blurry.
And
oh, sorry. On René Lévesque, on Ford, and ends at Blurry.
Exactly. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Neil. I appreciate
you. We love you. Thank you. Have a good day. Montreal, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
AM, Montreal.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. The city of Montreal is set to rename the street which carries the name of Geoffrey Amherst, a former English military commander whose desire was to exterminate the race of indigenous people by giving them blankets infected with smallpox. Amherst Street, the street that runs from the city's old port to La Fontaine Park, will be renamed in honor of an indigenous person. A committee composed of indigenous people has been considering several indigenous figures to name the street after. The committee will reveal their selection on June 21st, which is National Indigenous Peoples Day. According to CTV News, several names have been already suggested, including Huron Chief Kondjarong, a key figure in the 1701 treaty called the Great Peace of Montreal.
Very emotional for me to be here today, as I remember, and I try to select a few fond memories of my years here at Western. Could have been my earliest memory of driving in off the 401 with a sign that said, "Thank you, fathers, for dropping off your virgin daughters."
This was music composer and pianist Stefan Macchio addressing graduating students and their families at Western University's 313th convocation in London, Ontario. His speech sparked controversy as many people thought it was offensive and demeaning towards women. Macchio not only referenced his arrival in London in the early 90s that caught some off guard, but he also recited a song largely seen as degrading to the women of Delaware Hall, an all-female residence. Western University has apologized for what it called unacceptable and inappropriate remarks made at a convocation ceremony. Macchio also released a statement posted on the university's website, apologizing for his comments that he called inappropriate. In international news, four people were charged with causing the crash of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17, the passenger flight which was shut down over eastern Ukraine in 2014, as it was en route from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. According to investigators, three Russians and a Ukrainian have been charged with bringing a missile into the plane, murdering 298 passengers and crew. International arrest warrants have been issued for the four suspects, and a court case will begin in the Netherlands in March 2020. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Let's go! I don't want to be late. It's already noon! He is in the house! DJ 610 is in the house! Caribbean Kalalu is in the house!
As we take you on our weekly musical ride through the Caribbean, we are going to fill your musical appetite with the sound and beat of the Caribbean. We do this every Saturdays from noon till 2. This program is called Caribbean Kalalu, where we mix it up with love and all the spices of the Caribbean. We broadcast from CJLO Radio at Concordia University. I'm your host, Raphael 610 McKenzie.
Welcome, 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 welcome once more to Caribbean Kalalu here on CJLO. Oh yes. It's a big, big holiday here in Quebec. It's our national holiday, Saint Jean-Baptiste holiday weekend. Lots and lots of things are going on here in this city.
to celebrate Saint Jean Baptiste. And for all the Quebecers, which I am one, happy, happy Saint Jean Baptiste. And I hope everything goes well wherever you do. You know, our Carry Fiesta is coming up. We're going to tell you a lot about it. In a short minute. Just let me introduce the program first, and then you're going to hear something about what's going on for Carnival. And it's this year. It's coming pretty big. I understand that, you know, we had some problems in the committee earlier on, so they got a late start. But now, those guys are young, and when the guys are young, they push hard. You could ask anybody how the young guys or young people push themselves real hard. So, all right, so let me get into the program because I'm 10 minutes late, so let me get going. We normally start off the program with a bit of gospel, bit of blessing, so let's bless Quebec for being celebrating a birthday this weekend. God bless you, Quebec. Yeah, man. Bridget Blucher out of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Rock of Ages.
Zion children, are you ready?
Are you ready, Zion children? Yeah, man. Caribbean Carnival is coming up. You know something? The next year we're gonna have a religious band in the parade, playing all these nice upbeat blessing songs. We have them up front there. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Let me go.
Oh, I ain't gonna study war no more. Oh, I ain't gonna study.
going down by the riverside to meet the Lord himself. If it's any weekend to go down and meet him at the riverside, it's this weekend, because I don't think they're having any floods this weekend. He would be there waiting on you.
No more. Meet me by the river.
Meet me by the river.
Someday.
Oh, someday.
Meet me by the river.
Meet someday.
Me by the river.
Not far away.
Not far away.
Oh, yes. Happy, happy home beyond the skies.
Yeah, man.
Meet me, meet me.
Someday.
Oh, Lord.
Meet me by the river.
Meet me by the river.
Oh, yes. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo here. This this is done up by Donut Thompson Hall. Donut Thompson Hall. A medley of song from our album God is Simply Awesome.
Someday,
oh, beat me.
Not far away.
Not far away. I'll be there waiting. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo. We're gonna be back, taking a quick break, and we'll be back with much, 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 much more.
Suoni Pero Popolo and Super Connected presents Lido Pimienta at La Sala Rosa on June 22nd. The 2017 Players Prize winner is back in Montreal after a whirlwind year of touring, recording, and exploring new creative endeavors. Advance tickets are $20 and $25 at the door. For more information and festival details, visit suoniperopopolo.org. This is a Suoni and CJLO co-presentation.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. Every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Hello Montreal, this is Sherva Wells. Looking forward to being your MC in Montreal on Saturday, July the 13th at the Spice Island Cultural Day in Vinette Park, Little Burgundy. Coming along with me and Grenada's Prime Minister, a Calypsonian Shortry and Boise, who plan to mash up the place. Come and enjoy spicy food, arts and crafts, entertainment galore, and some real Grenadian culture. Visit Spice Island Cultural Day. It's a taste of the spice coming your way. See you there.
All right, we see you there at the Spice Island Day. Yeah, man. Hold on, you know something? I've been wanting to play some soft song, but I'm going to start off today with one soft song, and then we're getting into the music that pokes the Caribbean at this time of the year. So we're going to go with this because I'm sending a special invitation out. Special invitation.
I've been really trying, baby.
You know I've been trying.
Trying to hold back this feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby, then come on.
Oh yes, we're gonna get it on. We are gonna get it on soon enough.
Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Let's love, baby. Let's get it on. Sugar, let's get it on. Woo-hoo. We're all sensitive people with so much to give. Understand me, sugar. Since we got to be here, let's live. I love you. Loving you, baby, no, no. And
Gotta get it on with me. Ooh. Special request going out. I ain't pushing nothing. Yeah, man. Let me pump up the evening. Let me pump up the afternoon. Let me go.
I'm say, hey, the frowning up on me here is wearing. Whoa,
whoa. Crossfire in the house. Pump me up with the music. And DJ 610 is in the house. I wanna start pumping up you. Don't call me 610 anymore. The name is when I pump in is 610. And I'm pumping real hard right now. Pump me up. I tell you. This is going out for my lovers. All my lovers. All the lovers out there. This is for you. Yeah, man. I want to love somebody today. I want to love you all day, every day, all the time. We're going to have a good time. Bit back in time with the Lord Nelson.
Let's have a good time.
Well, yes, man. As long as you're on the Kalaloo, you're gonna have a good time, right? You hear that? You don't trust me, I don't trust you. So you better trust me.
And suspicious, it's outrageous and ridiculous to see we messing up with mine. See how we messing up with mine. I tell you no. My lover, let's have a good time.
My lover, I love you. I don't know. I used to worry about the third man. Is the third man I worry about?
As if to help me, fulfill me due. as a man. We really stupid for true. Me lover. It's so amusing to hear we abusing and accusing. It's so confusing. I know they're messing up my mind. Oh, I know they're messing up my mind. Me lover, me lover, me lover, me lover, me lover, me lover. Oh, let's have a good, good time.
We're gonna have a good time!
Let's have a good, good time. Me darling, no.
Yeah, man.
No.
You're gonna get into the soca. Yeah, man. This is the soca man himself. Sexton is in the house, so you're gonna get plenty soca. We going back. Don't forget Montreal Carnival starting next week.
They love to cool when I sing them a soca tune. So come on, I want you to come home with me and sing. I would like you to prove you is the soca king.
Yeah, man, the sweet soca man.
When I jam you, I know you will understand.
Soca man, soca man.
All the men in the town want to knock me down.
Don't knock him down. Don't knock him down.
Cause they know I'm the king of the soca lion.
Yeah, man, I'm the king. I am the king of the soca. You can't touch me. Montreal, we having a big, big carnival here in Montreal. Let me go talk about it. Because you know how carnival, they want, they need soca. Do we need soca on the road? But you know something, I was just saying something before, and I've seen it happen already, that they put a band in the front of the parade that brings the gospel to you in a nice funky style, a nice soca rhythm or Caribbean rhythm or whatever, and that can go down the road real good. And yeah, they should have that to introduce all the shows right now for carnival. Bring in some bless in the house. Like a long time, we used to have the King and Queen of the Band show. We used to have the steel band competition. We have the calypso competition and all that. So you bring in a nice gospel group to introduce all of this, and this would bring a blessing back to Montreal Carnival and bring it back the way it used to be, the best carnival in North America.
Absolutely.
At one time. Good evening. How you doing?
Sexted.
Yes, boy. Man. I'm in the house here.
We had a fun time last week.
Last week, well, we had a great time. I love it. I should have told you, if I knew you were here, I would have told you, come start with me tonight because my DJ he's bouncing somewhere else today.
We're going to give you my number after the show. We don't have
yeah, man. But you know, he's all right. But he's pretty good. He have something to go set up for early. And
Okay.
I'm gonna join him later on maybe and everything else. And
how you stay so young, Sex?
I have a lot of sex. That's true. If you don't, you get old quick. my dad had kids in the 70s. At my age, I'll be 71 next week.
Wow. That's crazy. I'll make sure I be here for your birthday, man.
Yeah, I'll be 71 next month, and
that's what it is. So you say
my dad had a kid when he was about 68 and one when he was 72.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And one is a doctor, one in charge of the whole St. Vincent and the Grenadines post office and everything.
Nice.
Smart kids. I came out the dumb one.
I wouldn't say that. Hey, you're the only one. I know you're the only one that the grape doesn't turn into a raisin.
Yeah. Well, if it happens, it happens. My friend, welcome to Caribbean Callaloo. Introduce yourself. You're the one who in charge of running the carnival this year?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so tell them who you are.
Okay, so I go by the name of Jason Forbes, everybody. It's a nice to speak with you guys today. Mm-hmm. It's going down next week, actually. It's starting the Kitties Carnival, the 8th annual Kitties Carnival. Mm-hmm. And we're doing that in the beautiful district of Côte des Neiges. So if anybody has any children, you guys should come out and enjoy the beautiful weather that we finally got, because it's been a cold one this year.
Yes.
So just come out and enjoy the music, the vibes. You know, mm-hmm. the kids are going to have a great time. We have a lot of activities in the park that's going to be happening after the parade. Basically, long story, we're going from Lemieux all the way to Plamondon. From Plamondon, we're going to be walking all the way up to Côte des Neiges. So we're going to be ending the parade at Côte des Neiges, and we're going to be in the park afterwards, where he's going to have activities such as inflatables. We're going to have some like little sporting activities
for the kids to jump around on.
Enjoy it. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We actually have, we have a member from the Montreal Alouettes that's supposed to be coming.
That's great.
So yeah, we're going to have a little bit of like, you know, a little celebrity over there that's going to, you know, try to, you know, do activities with the children and everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We got food coming.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great time next week, and then the week after is the big parade.
And tell us what's going to happen at the big parade. Approximately how many bands you have this year?
This year we got 7 bands.
That's really good.
Yeah, man. And I really got to shout them out, you know, because I mean, it was a long, strenuous time of uncertainty, not knowing whether it was going to be a parade or not.
Don't forget, you guys are just starting, and it would take time for you to get all the corners clean.
Exactly, you know, exactly. But we were able to manage and get it done, and these bands were ready to go. They worked tirelessly. I know the Roots, for example, they've been in that office from early in the morning until like wee hours of the night, just getting costumes ready and stuff. So shout out to the 7 bands. I'll mention them real quick. They're Delinquents, Jab Army, you have Roots, you have Desire Carnival. Desire Carnival is a new band that's coming out, a costume band. You have the Haitian band Agricole, which is a new band as well.
Good.
And they're teaming up with Haiti Makaya, which is the Haitian band that was there last year. So those two are coming together to make a huge, massive band.
Nice.
They have a marching band as well.
Wow.
Costumes. It's gonna be great. Have Vérité Choc, which is another Haitian group. And we have Kingdom. And Kingdom has been there, I believe they were there last year and the year before, and they have an amazing band as well. So we have a good mix of t-shirts and costumes this year. But the goal really is to make sure that we have at least, I would say, 75 to 80% of bands moving forward to be costumes.
Good. You know, let me tell you something. I've seen the work you guys put in this year so far. And, you know, congratulations.
Thank you so much,
boss. You take a lot of energy to do that. I know you as a married man.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to beg the wife for you. Please leave him alone because he's tired. You're very tired. Leave him alone. Okay, I hope she's listening.
You know, Lord.
I was in Carnival already. First set of Carnival, I've been a part of it, and I know how
it's hard.
It's hard.
It is hard. There's a lot of hours.
In those days, it used to be you didn't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. The whole place full with people, and we have plenty of people coming from New York, Toronto, everywhere in the world.
Right.
They come to Montreal because we started Carnival here in North America.
That's right.
We did here.
That's right.
And we had the best. They learn from us in Toronto, and they're still going strong.
Mm.
And you know, one band, I know last year, one band before, one of the bands had 5,000 people in it.
Crazy. Yeah. You got 5,000 people in it. Yeah. That's the goal. That's what we want to end up having, you know. Each band having like 5,000 people would be amazing.
It'd be amazing. We ask the people there to who are listening, tell a friend to tell a friend, look, we got to take the kids down to the young people to experience our culture, so they could grasp it,
exactly,
and then they could take later on they would want to be a part of it.
Yep.
And we know the old people, them now too old, some of them can't walk, never mind jig. so we excuse them, but right. At the same time, all you could come and take a walk and look and make the crowd look good, so the government would give us a longer route next week.
Well here's the
next
thing.
Year.
Here's the thing, and one thing I've noticed, Six, in regards to the way things have been done in the community. Mm-hmm. A lot of support and a lot of help has been given mostly to the older generation.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is the fact that, just look at Roots, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It's the older generation that are literally in their mourning tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So the younger generation, I haven't seen anybody really go and take the initiative to, you know, start learning how to build costumes, how to bend wires, you know.
That's the problem.
And it's a sad thing because we need to make sure that this is preserved. Like, if we don't have our culture, all we are is skin and flesh, you know. And we don't have any type of substance.
Yeah.
And just waving a flag to say that, you know, you're from that place. If you really truly sit there and think about what that really means when you wave that flag, you need to find a way to preserve it. So I would definitely encourage everybody to take some kind of initiative to preserve the culture and learn something, and, you know, show the kids, let them see how fun it is, you know.
Yep. Yeah, they have to do that, because let me tell you something. Bending wires and take a lot of experience. You know how that is, you know.
Yep.
I remember the first carnival I played when I was about 10 or 12 years old, and I played a Viking mass, and I end up have to build my headpiece
by yourself
with two horns.
Okay.
On it, you know, I went down there and see how they do it, and they said, well, you know, I would have to pay them to get it done. I could do it myself.
Right.
And all the guys from school and we all of us played in one section.
Okay.
And man, I go up, I find some cow horns, put on there, the real horns.
Beautiful.
Yeah. But we had to wash them out, and when we get them, we had to wash them and keep them. Because carnival day, when you put it on your head and you sweat,
it stinks.
It stink.
Yeah. I know.
But we had fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And but how? Tell me, Sex. How hard was it for you to learn how to bend wires and stuff like that?
Well, you know something, because I used to go to the mass camp all the time and see how they do and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I went home and I, you know, all I had to do was go find the wire and then start bending to suit what I want, because I have to fit it on my head to make sure I got the right size, because they could do it for you. Next thing you go, your hat can't fit you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Everything is done. So it's good for the kids to go out. Sometimes take them over to the mass camp and see what they're doing and how they're doing it. Not only carnival there on the street. You go to the mass camps and, you know, look at, see what is going on.
Exactly. And that's one of the initiatives that we're going to be taking this year after the parade is done. We want to have a lot of activities going on moving forward throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking into getting an actual designer from Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Pedro. He has a truck on the road.
I know Pedro, man.
Oh, you know Pedro?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, Pedro, he's really good.
Yep.
He has a lot of beautiful costumes that he has for Trinidad and Tobago's carnival. Yeah, I'm going to try to get him to come up here so that we could have a little seance, that we could get people to come.
That's one good thing you're doing there, because, you know, all the other carnivals outside the Caribbean, as soon as Toronto, Jamaica, New York, everybody, as soon as Trinidad Carnival finish, everybody head north.
Yeah.
The only island, place they don't come was Montreal, because we had good mass benders here.
Yeah.
We had good people here.
Okay.
But now that you're going to fall into it and do that would be a fantastic idea.
It's just to get, you know, get him to come in and then have all people who are interested in the bending wires and, you know, looking to learn how to do things done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just give like a little seminar on how it works, you know?
Yeah, and you don't have to work just for one band. You can do that for all the bands.
Multiple bands. Exactly. Yeah,
because everybody have a different settlement on their costume, so everybody not going to look the same.
Exactly.
A different design. All right. So what else we're going to tell them? Come out, and support, because next year we're gonna be bigger. We're gonna have a Calypso competition next year. Ooh. We're gonna have a steel band competition next year. We're gonna have a King and Queen of the Bands competition next year.
You're putting pressure. I like it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna write all these down. You talked about the gospel band, and that was a great idea. I wrote that down. A gospel band right in front of everything. Yeah, we're gonna definitely look into all of those things.
Yeah, because gospel music these days is jumpy. You notice all the old gospel music and those other churches.
Yeah,
the people stop going because you know what happened to the church now? They're closing them down and turn them into condos.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know what's the going church now? Those with the jumpy music.
Yep.
All right. So you need jumpy music. People can say, "Oh, it's carnival. We can't mix carnival and Christianity." That's not true.
No, I mean at the end of the day. Mm. Gospel is part of our culture.
It's culture. It is culture.
Right? And it's yes, I could understand the point of view of that. Mm. As a Christian who've been in church all my life, I could definitely relate to what they're saying. Mm. But I could definitely say that it is part of our culture, and we want to make it where we could actually give a positive message to people. So I think it's a great idea to have somebody part of the community like that.
You know something? There's a lady is in the house. I haven't seen her.
Mm.
She started at this station here before I did.
Oh, really?
Yes. And she introduced me to a lot of what's happening and how to do this.
Okay.
No. It's the other way around.
You sure? Let me introduce you, Sugarface Nene.
Sugarface. Hello.
Yeah. Hello,
Jason. Nice to meet you.
Jason, and this lady, her face was always sweet. You notice when I came in here today, I had to lick her face.
For old times.
To get the spirit. No.
You had to remember how sweet it was.
Yeah. Well. So, welcome back. You're just dropping in for one day.
Well, maybe. I'll try to come back more. I know. Coming back, it's home. You know, I haven't been here on a Saturday at noon for a while, so it's really nice.
So I want you to be back because you know this year is a big celebration for CJLO.
Big year. I know I have a lot of work, so I should come.
So I want to plan something with you so we can do it big, and like how we used to do it, and raise some funds for
bring it back to how we used to.
You know, like these guys, who is here right now, they're gonna be bringing back the carnival because everybody said dead, but
no, they're dead look yet. To it, I'm gonna bring my whole family.
Yep. So hey, welcome again. Who's that little guy there? That's me. That's my face.
Yes, I have you tattooed on my arm, Raphael. You are always dear, dear and dear. Congratulations on your awards.
Yeah.
Congratulations on all your hard work here at CJLO.
Thank you. Right. All right.
610, you keep licking her face. She might put a tattoo of your name on her fist.
Yeah, well, I would lick that too. Oh my God. Well, we normally have a lot of fun here, and this is what Caribbean Callaloo is all about.
Absolutely.
Fun.
Absolutely.
Fun. So, one more time, give us the two parades, and then we out there.
Yes. So again, next week it is the Kiddies Carnival going down in Côte des Neiges at Nelson Mandela Park, going up Plamondon towards Kent Park, which is also now known as the Martin Luther King Jr. Park. And then we have the parade the following week, which is starting on René Lévesque and Dufort, going all the way to Blurry, starting at 12 o'clock. Both parades start at 12 o'clock sharp, so please be there on time. Mm-hmm. Please remember also that it's extremely important that there is no oil on the road whatsoever. The city is not playing with that this year. If there is anybody caught with oil, they get escorted off the parade, and at the same time, the truck does stop. So we need to make sure that we do keep this completely conformed to what the rules and regulations are, and we do not have anybody because with any oil on themselves.
We need to do that because the city finding a way to blame us for all the potholes in Montreal.
So
keep away from bringing any oil on your skin or on your body.
Exactly. To be really honest with you, I do want to say thank you to the city. They've been very courteous and helpful with this whole process, especially with the fact that we had so much little time to get things done. They could have easily prolonged things and made it a lot more complicated. Very, very efficient with us.
Good. All right. So thank you, my friend. And, you know,
Thank you, Six. It was a pleasure, man. Anytime you need a DJ, you know, you let me know. I got you.
I'll let you know. I need one to travel to somewhere, Boston or something like that.
We do it. Anywhere you want to go, we go. I'm good. We good to go.
Because I hopefully I'm gonna get that happen.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
You listen to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLU. So hey, we're gonna be bringing the crowd back in the Callaloo soon. Right now, we're gonna take a quick break. 514-848-7471 to give us a call for your request or anything like that. And you can also give us a text at that number. All right? So we'll be right back.
The 19th edition of Suboni per Il Popolo is here, and it is bursting at the seams. Check out amazing creative music from around the world and just down the block. The second half of the festival includes Lito Pimienta, Snotino's Res Kids, Stacey Ann Chin, Wetware, King Ayasoba, David Murray and Cahil El-Zabar, Pinocchio, Fiverr, Zara Dion, Indigenous Mind, Hamid Drake and Eva Bitova, Die Angel, Mukata, Blue Anxiety, and many others. All information can be found at SuboniPerIlPopolo.org. Tickets are available online or at your favorite record store.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLU 1690 on your AM dial. Every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Hello, Montreal. This is Sherba Wells. Looking forward to being your MC in Montreal on Saturday, July the 13th at the Spice Island Cultural Day in Vinette Park, Little Burgundy. Coming along with me and Grenada's Prime Minister, our Calypsonian Shortry and Boise, who plan to mash up the place. Come and enjoy spicy food, arts and crafts, entertainment galore, and some real Grenadian culture. Visit SpiceIslandCultureDay.com. It's a taste of the spice coming your way. See you there.
So I go, now I go, party, I go.
Oh yes. Uh-huh. Rumble, devil. Let me go. Well, get on board, everybody. On board. Let me get on board. Get on board with the carnival spirit. I ain't sleeping.
What you waiting for? It's time to hit on the floor. Mm-hmm. I don't wanna sleep. I don't wanna walk. Whoa, yo. I want to get in the heat. See me chipping down the street.
All aboard.
Carnival afloat.
All aboard.
Time to rock the boat.
Shiver on.
Come and get in line.
Shiver on.
Strictly party time.
All aboard.
Carnival afloat.
All aboard.
Time to rock this boat.
Shiver on.
I'm in forever. Let me go, let me go, let me go.
I don't wanna sleep.
Where you waiting for? All aboard. Yeah, man. Carnival aboard. Let me go. All aboard on the carnival. Montreal. Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm feeling wine. I'm feeling nice, but I want to wine. Oi. If you want to wine, just hold on to somebody and you will wine. They're going to wine you and you can wine it up and down all around. A dingoli. Man, this is the crossfire. Barbados, come down in my system. Ah, yes. Let me dingole. Let me dingole with this one. I tell you, something in the music really sweet here today.
Raga soca got the whole place break down. Man, I tell ya,
something in the music, something in the music,
something in the music, something oh so sweet.
Something in the music, something in the music,
something in the raga soca. Something in the music, something sweet, sweet, creating heat. It's just like a special treat. Raga Soca beat.
it mash down again. Man, I tell ya,
something in the music.
Something in the music. This is the red plastic bag out of Barbados.
Something in the music. Something in the music.
You could feel it. You could feel it. Raga soca. Oh yeah, yeah.
Something in the music sounding sweet, sweet, creating heat. It's just like a special treat. Something in the music sounding sweet, sweet. Something in the raga soca beat.
Oh yeah, raga ding ding. Raga ding ding. Yeah man, play the music, play the music, play the music. Oh yeah man. You call this raga soca. Yeah man.
Give me the legend. Come.
This is the love songs going on to all the lovers in the house. From me to you, I love you.